Hey guys, and welcome to Keeping It Thrills podcast. We are your host. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Rachel. And each week we will explore the exciting world of theme parks, mainly Disney and Universal. So whether you're a thrill seeker or just love the magic of the parks, there's something for everyone.
So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's get started on this exciting journey together. Make sure to tune in to us wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and let's dive right in. Hey guys. So we're doing our second episode of our podcast with Keeping It Thrills podcast.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Woo. Oh, are we not supposed to be doing all that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Anyways, there. That's fine. So we're here for our second episode. Are you guys excited? Because we are. Yeah. All right, guys, welcome to episode 2 of Keeping It Thrills podcast.
Kit.
We love it. I love it. It's so cute. I think it's so cute. I love
we're a kit.
We're Kit. We're Kit is a really cute name. Kit podcast. Keeping It Thrills. I don't know. We just have a great name. Thanks to my mom. Shout out to my mom. For real. Shout out to her. She came up with Keeping It Thrills, and we loved it. So.
Yes.
Anyways, guys, our topic today is, Rachel, you want to talk about it?
Did I roll my eyes hard enough?
Rachel rolled her eyes very hard.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about things that we do not like. Or are we saying can't stand?
Let's say things we can't stand in theme parks.
Can't stand. Okay.
So we are going to be talking about things we cannot stand in theme parks. And this is going to probably ruffle some feathers.
Probably.
But maybe if people are listening, maybe they do some of these habits and realize that they're quite annoying and maybe they'll stop. Yeah. Or they also feel the exact same way as us.
Probably. I bet you there's going to be a couple people that agree with at least some of them.
Yes.
Maybe not all of them.
For sure.
Okay.
So. I think the first one that we have on that list is mainly me.
Yeah, but... Now, keep in mind that this list, we're not targeting anyone, guys. Mm-mm. It's not meant to target.
It's really not. It's more for entertainment, but also just, I guess, just being a little bit more aware about, you know, how you're acting inside of theme parks. You know, it affects anyone around you. And I get a lot of people are here for vacations. They're not like us. Like, this is our job.
Yeah.
These things annoyed me.
Forget.
Oh yeah,
like they're like, oh yeah, like you can do whatever you want. Like,
yeah, and it's a job. It's a long.
We have stuff to do.
It is. It's long filming days. It's you know, lots.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
I know, and the sun is unforgiving, and it's a lot. It really is, and so people just think just because we're having fun doesn't mean that it's not work. Yeah. Not all of it's fun. Not all of it is fun. And things tend to happen where, you know, it kind of messes things up, you know?
Yeah. And some things are out of people's control and we get that. But like, some things are just like.
Very blatantly done.
Yeah. Like.
Very. Yeah. So let's start off with the first one, which is if you are a Universal fan and you love Universal, y'all know I love Universal. I'm the Universal queen.
This one doesn't bother me as much, though.
I love Universal Islands of Adventure, and I know I'm going to love Epic Universe. I love City Walk. I just love Universal Orlando Resort. It's the hotels and everything, the team members, everything. But guys, my biggest bone I'm going to pick is Gringotts lockers, okay? How can you create something like as glorious as Diagon Alley? Put a ride that you already know this ride is going to be popular, very extremely, extremely popular. But make the locker system the absolute worst design in the entire park. How? And what I mean by this, guys, is when you walk in, it is so tight and compact in there, and it's so frustrating because people are bumping into you, not moving out of the way because people stand there and they've already put their stuff in the locker, but other people in their party are putting stuff in the locker and they can't just walk away so that there's extra room so that you can maybe put stuff in your locker or that you can get around to get your stuff out of the locker. And I just feel like I'm pushed, I'm shoved, I'm bumped into, it's just like an overstimulation nightmare in there for me. I agree. I tend to come out of there really irritated, extremely irritated.
Actually all the time.
Yeah, no, I do. I'm constantly irritated. And the thing is, what's my favorite land in all of Universal?
Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley is my favorite, my absolute favorite land. And Epic hasn't opened yet, so that could change. But it makes me so irritated. And I almost put that ride very low on my list just because of lockers, but I didn't because I wanted to stay true because I still love the ride, but I hate the lockers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that much of a hatred.
I obviously went on about it for about 5 minutes.
So just because like, I don't care. I'll bump into people too, like till they get the point, you know, not on purpose, obviously, but like, it doesn't bother me as much. It does bother me, like, when I'm trying to get my stuff out and someone's standing right there and not doing anything with the locker.
Yeah.
And still deciding if they want to put their fanny pack in a locker. But
yeah. No, it's bothersome. And, like, I ride a lot of rides. I have to put my stuff in and out of lockers all the time. And guys, I did this before this was my job because I came down here every month or every other month and I was at Universal consistently, okay? I have put my stuff in and out of lockers consistently. Gringotts is the worst designed lockers ever. I honestly hate it.
I wish they were all like MIB.
Yeah, they're just open, very much a lot of room.
Mummy even gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah, but it's still an open area, so it's not as bad. You're not getting pushed and shoved inside of MIB or Mummy's lockers. No. Even Hulk's, you know, as crazy as it is over there, it can get just a little bit crazy over at Hulk, I think, but not nearly anywhere near what Gringotts lockers does to me. It really irritates me. So it's not even just an irritation for me, it's flat out rage because I'm just so annoyed. But I don't know if anybody else has a true hate for Gringotts lockers, but a love for the ride and the love for the Universal. But number one on my list, number one, public enemy.
Yeah.
And for that, I need some wine.
Okay, I will bring up the next one. And I might skip around in the list just so you know.
That is fine.
So, people that stand on the moving walkway.
Oh, gosh. Okay, guys, this doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that you can't stand on the moving walkway. But please stand to one side. You and your party need to stand to one side. Because a lot of people use that moving walkway
To get faster
to the parking garage, to the hotel shuttles, to the Uber pickup and drop off locations, to the parks, to City Walk. You know, people use that as it's a moving walkway, and I feel like also you should be moving
with it.
Not that you guys can't
stop.
We've stopped, but we stand to one side always because we already know that people want to pass. They want to walk. They want to keep going. And that's perfectly fine. I feel like you should stand to the right and move to the left. I feel like it should be painted on there. Stand here, move here.
Like two different lanes.
Yes.
Now, granted, the one at the end, like when you're in the parking garage, the last one, so it's
E.T. and Cat in the Hat.
No, E.T. and the other side is, what's the other side? It's got Jaws, Jurassic.
Yeah.
Whichever one's the last
Kong
one over there.
Yeah.
Is it Kong? I don't know.
I think it's Jurassic. It's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Jurassic.
No, it's Spider-Man, Cat in the Hat, and E.T. And then Jurassic, because Jurassic is
yeah
the pickup.
Yes.
It's Jurassic something and something. I don't know. Whatever the last
one. Jaws and Kong, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Whatever the last one is, the moving walkway gets smaller.
Yeah.
Just because there's less people.
There's less people. It's all the way at the end. Like,
that's different. That's totally different.
Yeah.
But we're talking from basically from security to City Walk. Those ones.
Yeah, security to City Walk. In between there, I feel like
people should walk. Or move to the side.
Move to the side. Let a pathway open for people to pass by. We don't always walk. We sometimes are so exhausted that we stand, but we stand to one side. Both of us stand on one side so that people are clearly able to get around us and go.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is like semi-frustrating. I felt like Universal should have already kind of come up with something for that, but then they're probably like, we're not going to ruffle any feathers, you know? Yeah. A lot of people probably would argue that you can stand on them, or if you want to walk, then walk in between the moving walkways. But you get there a lot faster if you walk on the moving walkway.
Yeah,
that's
what it's there for.
Yeah, and sometimes the walkway in between the moving walkways that you have to use, the pathway that you have to use, sometimes is riddled with wheelchairs, ECVs, and strollers. And so, like, you really can't even
not use the walkway.
Yeah, like, move through there very efficiently. So, It's kind of hard. So, I feel like with the moving walkway, it should be stand on one side and let's move on the other side. Mm-hmm. So, for me, typically, I would say stand on the right and move on the left. That's just me.
That's just the way we do it.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
All right. The next point.
All right. So on the next one that irritates us inside of the park is people cutting in line. Now, this pertains to especially when there's one person in the party who is far ahead in line and the rest of their party is cutting the line to catch up to that person.
Yeah.
I feel like that one person should step aside and wait for the rest of their party to catch up. Yeah. I just don't see why we need to be holding a place in line for that many people.
It's never just one person.
It's never just one. Mm-hmm. And it's never just like, oh, something happened in line. I need to get out and handle something and come back in. It's never that. Yeah. It's always.
Most people, too, that like we've seen cut in front of us, their party is only like two or three parties in front of us.
So, yeah.
Like they were never there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get in line much longer after them.
Yeah, I do. I find it so frustrating because on the list I put 50 plus people in one party cutting the line to meet one person.
I wonder what ride we're standing in that made us write that.
I'm pretty sure it was actually Dinosaur in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
And it was a massive amount of people.
Yeah.
Cutting to one person.
Okay.
And I was like, this is absolutely bonkers.
That happened to us on Mummy too, though.
It did. Yeah. It happened to us on a lot of rides. Rise of the Resistance. Like any ride that we.
That's why I'm like glad HHN does that ticket thing.
Yeah.
Not that they pay attention to it, but.
Yeah. And I did appreciate when we were stuck in Tomorrowland and we were waiting on Stitch and they were like, is your whole party in here?
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like it's fair.
No.
It's really not, because she's not going to get in line for me and catch up. If anything, if I've ever been cut off by a family, Rachel steps to the side and then we're together and we go through. Mm-hmm. And same thing for me. If I'm ahead.
The only time I've cut was when we were both got in line together.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped to ask a cast member something because we were at Disney.
Yes.
And then I like cut through again.
Yeah. But you were already in line. Yeah, you were already in line.
Exactly. Something.
Exactly. And I just feel like it's unfair to, you know, do all of that.
Yeah.
I just don't find it. It's rude. I just feel like it's rude. You know, it comes.
It's not necessary.
No. A lot of people use that method, and I don't find it, you know.
Necessary.
Mm-mm.
No, you could get everything done. We've proved that.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
I mean, anyway. If they want any tips and tricks, they could ask us.
Or they could watch our videos. All right. Next point. Oh, my goodness. Hmm. Let's see. Which one do I feel passionately about? To go with the other one, or to go with you. The people who bump into you multiple times and never say sorry.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Go ahead and start that. I got more to add to that because I don't see it on the list. So basically, if we're standing in line and it's 100 gajillion degrees outside,
yeah,
that's the temperature now, just so you know.
It is. I mean, if you're ever in Florida, that is the actual temperature.
Please. You don't need to. We don't want you to sit on our backpack. We're okay.
No.
You don't need to be that close.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
I know that a lot of team members and cast members tell you to, you know, squeeze in, fill in any available space. That's different.
That's not while you're standing in line.
It's not while you're standing in line, but it's typically like about to go into a pre-show or, you know, things mostly.
Like Haunted Mansion. Where you're going into Haunted Mansion, plus when you're trying to get on the ride of Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Like, that's okay.
That's different. We're okay. But when we're standing in line in queues,
yeah.
HHN, it's just not necessary. No. Like, I miss COVID just for the 6-foot rule. I'm not even kidding. That's the only thing I miss about it and the lack of traffic. But it's just unnecessary. Like, why do I feel you breathing on my neck?
Yeah.
I don't need that. I'm already hot and I don't need your hot breath on me.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I've definitely stopped dead in my tracks
mm-hmm.
in the middle of walking just to kind of get people to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not like to where anyone gets hurt by any means, but.
No. But just to give them a lesson, because you turn around and you give them the eye.
Yeah. Sometimes I say something too, but.
Yeah. No, I try to first, be nice. First you do the eye. First you look at them like, okay. I'm looking at you, like I need you to back it up. Sometimes they get that memo. Then when they keep doing it, then you turn around and say something.
Yeah, I'm usually like, can I just have a little bit of personal space? I just need like 2 inches between you and my backpack.
I
don't need you on top of me.
It's a sensory thing for me. Like a sensory overload for me is people touching me or my property. So my backpack or something like that, and they're constantly touching it with their body or their hands or something, because...
Especially people you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know them, and like... Like,
me is different.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I held on the first walkthrough. After that, I
didn't. That didn't bother me. Yeah. It was more of a personal space thing. So yeah. I don't know any of, you know, these people. I know you. I trust you, so I can trust you in my space. However, these people are on top of me, basically, or on top of you... In line, the line's not going to go any faster.
No.
With you standing on my backpack.
Especially when it's hot. And then you smell on top of that.
I can't, because like, the smells are, I'm sorry, but a lot of y'all need to put on deodorant. It's bad.
That's actually another thing on our list.
I know. And that we'll get to that. That will be my next topic. But it's
bad.
It's bad. And I just feel like I don't, like I said, the sun is hot already. I don't need your hot breath.
Yeah. So that's why we've been... just trying to like chill out a little bit, but especially now, or especially if they're like foreigners. Like, granted, I don't care about foreigners coming. Like, the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that in your country, that's fine.
Yeah, but here in America, there's different cultures.
Yeah,
and so like, I feel like you have to kind of respect the culture wherever you are.
We're mixed. Like, it's
we're a melting pot.
Everything
for sure.
Mixed, so.
But it's just respecting America's culture, because we all have grown accustomed to respecting other people's boundaries and respecting their space. And I feel like not everybody, guys. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. Like, we got news. We have TikTok. We have a lot of things that are obviously, you know, people don't always respect that. But I'm just saying as a whole, that's kind of the generation we've grown up into, or, you know, not just our generation, but generations before us. And oh, let's not talk about after us, but, you know, that's how we've grown up. And yeah. I grew up in the South, and we always were very much, you know, please, thank you, ma'am, sir. And
I didn't grow up that way, but
I just was not, I'm not the type of, my mom, though. I was a child going to Universal and Disney, very 7, 8 years old. And I never invaded somebody's personal space, and still to this day don't, because yeah. my mom would have gave me the eye. Okay. Like, I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys on this podcast. So just saying,
Jessica would have got in trouble.
I would have got in trouble, guys. If I didn't respect people's boundaries. Even now, and space.
I feel like your mom,
my mom no still, oh no, my mom would come down here and tell me about myself if I was not respecting other people's space. So, and that's the other thing is when you're standing too close in line, obviously you're bumping into us. And I feel like not saying sorry, not correcting what's making you bump into us at that time is absolutely out of line. I don't find it necessary for you to have to stand on top of me, breathe down my neck, and keep bumping into me. I just don't find it, you know.
There's no point.
No. So
you're not going to get there any faster.
You're not going to get there any faster.
Sorry to tell you.
Yeah. And there's too many illnesses going around, especially this season, for you to be right there on me. So that is that. All right. Okay. So we had to bring it to the next one, which we kind of touched on. People who are, and now not necessarily, and I know some cultures don't use deodorant, but if you're, whatever you're using, make sure that you reapply it, because we don't want to smell you.
I wonder if the cultures that don't use deodorant, do they use other stuff?
I don't know. I know that I always heard that some people don't use deodorant. They use lemons under their like armpits and stuff like that.
That works. I feel like baby powder would be like a good thing.
I honestly, I'm just going to use deodorant with aluminum in it, because honestly, I don't want to smell.
I don't think my deodorant has aluminum in it, though.
I can't. I live here in Florida. I need the strong stuff. I use men's deodorant, and I reapply if I need it.
Yeah.
Always keep spray.
Much like this.
Yeah. And there was a couple of times, but it's not been as hot as it has been last month and the month before.
That's true.
It's calmed down. And we're a lot of this month, we've been out in the evenings
where
the sun has gone down and things like that. So we don't need it as much.
That's
reapplying.
True.
We need it, but we don't need to apply it as much.
Okay, but anyway.
But we always keep sprays on us. We always...
Perfume, deodorant, anything.
Everything. I just feel like we shouldn't need to smell you. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I got something to say. Because I cannot stand the egg room and Hagrid's line. That room always smells like...
B.O.
Bad.
It's
like,
B.O.
It's like, I think they're pumping out rotten eggs to make you feel like you're there.
It is bad. I feel like I don't know if people are like farting in there or what, but it smells in there.
It's
it
bad.
Smells horrible, and that's another thing is Peter like Pan is the AC. Other one.
Well, that smells like dirty diapers.
It smells like
also yeah. Winnie the Pooh smells like dirty diapers.
Mm-mm.
I was talking to a cast member, and she worked at her station is Winnie the Pooh. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I know.
Yeah,
I was like, every time smells. I read that, it's dirty diaper. That's all I smell.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's kids. That's fine. I don't care about dirty diaper. Like, it's to be expected when you go to Disney World, but, like...
I feel like, for that solution, though, why don't they have, like, the diaper genies or something like that to where mothers... Because you're a theme park that's Disney.
Oh, no, this wasn't in the bathroom, though.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm
they're
saying,
throwing the diapers out right there in line at
I get it, but that's what I'm saying, is why don't they have solutions like that to where they have designated areas to dump those... especially in lines, but
because people are not going to know to do it.
And I just feel like it's
honestly
Disney is dedicated to families.
Yeah.
A lot of families with small children. Mm-hmm. And it's, I just feel like those would have been something that I honestly would have thought of. And I'm not even a mother. You know, I'm just She's a theme park. I'm a father. Shout out to my kids. I love them. My yeah. friend's kids are, they call me Daddy Jess. So I'm Daddy Jess Cannon. I have a lot of kids.
Not as many as Nick Cannon. But
yeah. Not as many as Nick Cannon. Not yet. But I'm working on it.
Technically, how many?
I don't know, like 11 or 12. I don't know.
Then I guess you do. You've got those kids, right? But then you've got the dogs.
Oh, I have a lot of kids, yeah.
And then my dogs.
Oh, yeah. I
am. Those kids and then another kid.
I'm beating him.
How many baby mamas you got? Yeah, like, only like three or four, though.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of kids, only three or four baby moms.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
One of them has four, though.
Yeah.
So.
She's brave.
Brave. She's brave.
Brave, brave.
So what is our next topic?
Our next point is people that do not stop their kids. Okay, let's elaborate on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. We're at Disney World. Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
I don't care if your kid is running amok,
mm-hmm.
but don't have your kid run amok and then have his hands out and like smacking you kind of without smacking you, like running around.
I know specifically when we wrote this.
Yeah.
I remember what happened.
We were in line at Dinosaur.
We were in line at Dinosaur. Yeah. A lot of these things happened while we were in line at Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And the kid was literally bouncing off of me.
Like running around in circles.
Running.
In the queue.
Like running in the queue and bouncing off of me. Like literally using me as ropes in a WWE ring. And bouncing off of me. The mom stood there. She didn't even care.
That's the problem, too. So if you don't say anything, your kid's not going to learn. And we're not here to parent your kids.
Mm-mm.
We ain't got no kids.
Mm-mm.
So we can be all talk.
I parent my dogs.
Yeah.
And they will not behave like that. They will misbehave a little bit, but they will not behave like that. I just look at them. I give them the grit. And I'm like, behave yourself.
You just looked over at the dog. But yeah, so just watch your kids.
Just watch them. It you know, when
stop
they're
stop them if they're doing something
that they're not supposed to be.
Disrespectful,
you know,
respectful. Like,
yeah, if they're, you know, messing with other people or messing with things that shouldn't be messed with inside the theme parks, like correct your kids' behavior because it's not anyone else's job to. And it takes a lot for us not to say something to the parent and the child.
Yeah.
But we choose not to unless we are harmed in any way.
Yeah,
we will not actually
do anything.
We'll not actually do anything. If anything, we would probably talk to a cast member or a team member at that point and let them take care of it because it's just not our job. And the kids are just absolutely bonkers. And I remember we were in line for Pete's Silly Sideshow, Minnie and Daisy line.
Okay, you'll have to refresh my memory.
And the girl behind us kept hitting both of our backpacks.
Oh, yeah. I think she was autistic or something.
No, I don't. I really don't.
No?
Mm-mm.
I thought she was.
No, she, because when you spoke to her, she immediately backed up. And
I said something?
Yeah.
When was this?
You turned around and you were like, can you please just give us some extra room? And then she immediately backed up. And then they were just, her and her friend or sister or cousin or whoever it was, just were yip-yapping about boys.
I don't remember this.
And it was in Pete Silly's. I remember vividly because I was getting very frustrated because they were consistently on top of us. And I looked at you because it was happening to me first. And I was like, I'm getting irritated. And then it was just like, you know, I think the parent was behind them. And it was just, she was older. She was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, probably like 13.
Way to go, Rachel.
Yes, Rachel did politely turn around.
I said it so nicely.
You did. You said it very nicely.
Like, girl, back to...
Because we were both getting very frustrated. And Rachel calmly turned around and was like, can you please just give us a little extra room? I'm sorry. And she was very kind about it. And the girls did.
Like, you're going to be next after us.
Yeah, like, the line is not going to move any faster. I don't know how many times we have to say it. Oh, my goodness. Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is going to be people who stop in the middle of a walking path just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So if
now,
you're...
hold on. Let's preface this. This is not mean in any way. People that stop on Main Street to get a picture. Because that we expect.
We expect those. It's more of the unnecessary stops. Them just being like, oh... what do you guys want to do? Like, instead of pulling off to the side and not blocking the pathway with your party of 20.
Yeah. And you're all standing in a line.
And you're all standing in a line and the walkway is blocked.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And it's, I just find it so just odd because I felt like when I brought big parties to Universal and, you know, sometimes Disney, we were very observant about that type of behavior, and we always moved to the side. Like, if there was a sidewalk to kind of get up on and be off of the roadway or, you know, something like that, we were very just mindful about that. Very mindful, very demure. We were very cutesy, very cutesy, very respectful. So we were just very just mindful about things like that. So, and we were in our young 20s.
Yeah.
And doing that type of things. And so I just find it so odd that like grown adults are like not moving off to the side to like make sure traffic continues to go through so that you're not disrupting the traffic, you know, the traffic flow with, you know, people kind of walking through because everyone wants to stop and take pictures and that's normal. But, you know, stopping in the middle of the walkway and being like, oh, what do you guys want to do? What should we do? Like, and I'm like,
where should we go next?
And I'm like, you should move to the side. Yeah. That's what you
figure it out beforehand.
Yeah. So
be like most people. And a big tip is to, if you don't know what you're doing next, to figure it out in line of the ride that you're currently waiting for.
Yeah. Or, you know, we find a spot that there's not a lot of people at. Move to the side. We do that all the time to film, to talk amongst ourselves. We move to the side. Well, we have a story about that. Mm-hmm. But we move to the side where there's nobody else really, you know, there. And we let, you know, we, you know, convene together on what we're doing next. We never just stop in the middle of a walkway.
No.
That's absurd. No. I'm sorry.
Who does that?
Yes. Okay. So Rachel is going to do our next one.
My back hurts, guys.
My back. You didn't ride Dinosaur. We talked about being in line for Dinosaur, but you didn't ride it yet.
Feels like I rode it after having to relive this.
What was the other thing that our back? Oh, space. Space. Mountain.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one's a rough one.
Ooh, Tomorrowland Speedway. I think I got a backache just thinking about it.
I mean, I was driving, and that was brutal.
I think I have a backache just to give up. My back cracked.
Listen, call my insurance company.
Like, I don't even know if she has State Farm. I just like that jingle.
Like a good neighbor.
Anyway, next is... people that talk to us in line when we're clearly not interested.
Okay. This does not pertain to anyone that knows Keeping It Thrills. We love you guys and we love interacting with you guys so much. This has nothing to do with you all.
The people that made us write this on the list, they weren't even talking about Disney. We were in Disney at the time. They weren't even talking about Disney.
No, they were just talking about their life.
Like,
yeah, just random, so random, dude. Like just turned around and started a full blown conversation about their life and like what they do. And I was like,
we really don't care.
Okay. Like, I mean, we were my parents were in town. We were just hanging out. We were actually having just a fun little day.
A fun day, half day, yeah.
And it was just really odd. And, like, people do that to us, like, when we're filming, too. And I'm like, okay, like, we don't have
to. Do we stop you and talk to you while you're working?
No. Yeah. Rachel's got hiccups. Mm-hmm. You would think she's been drinking, but she's not. She's drinking water. She's not partaking in wine like I am.
I don't like wine that much.
I do. I need another cup.
My watch is telling me that I need to start moving more because I'm not moving enough.
Anyway. Our watches get confused because we move so much in the parks.
Mine's never told me to relax. Like, ask me if I'm okay or whatever.
No, mine is like, girl, yesterday you got this many steps. What are you doing today? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know you reached your goal yesterday?
Or you're just using that as
an
example?
No, just an example. Like especially, like, when yesterday. We film something and then I turn around the next day, like, we're just chilling the next day or we're not going out till later. And then it's like, my watch is like, but yesterday you reached your goal and today you're failing.
By like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's like you reached your goal by 11 a.m. and today.
Don't even get halfway there.
Yeah.
One or the other. Anyway, we reared off.
But yeah. So people who talk to us in line that we're clearly not interested, it's nothing. It's not a jab to our followers, our subscribers, members, anybody like that.
Jonathan, you're the first person to meet us in the park.
I know, and we adore Jonathan so much, and we adore so many of you guys. Like, we love talking to you guys.
We probably would have, and if he wasn't like here for whatever, HHN the day or whatever, we could have talked to him like the whole night.
Probably. We could have. Honestly, I felt so bad, you know, talking to him on while we were on our live for so long. But
that's how he found us, though.
He did. And like, he was just so sweet and so kind. And honestly, like we said, if we weren't doing a live and he wasn't trying to enjoy his HHN night, we would have talked to him forever. And we love talking to you all and interacting with you all. It's our favorite thing to do.
I feel like that's why I like going live now, is because we get to talk to them.
Yeah, it's so fun. I enjoy lives so much more than vlogs. Yeah. And I'm going to say that because I just love interacting with you guys. Like, it's so much fun to get to know each and every single one of you all.
But we're not stopping the vlogs.
Oh, we're not going to stop the vlogs. But I just feel like I love lives so much because we're able to just talk to you guys and you guys can talk right back to us. So, but it's just more of the random people that are just like,
we don't even know you. And you don't know us.
Yeah. And it's like, we're trying to film.
Like, if you know us, that would be one thing.
Yeah. But they're, you know, they're talking about, you know, for 2 hours, their life story while we're standing in line. And I'm like, like, I'm counting down to when we can get to like the pre-show or get on the ride. And I'm like, please hurry.
Please do not put them behind us.
Don't put us in the same row. But anyways, we've met actually some really nice people that have randomly like talked to us without, you know, them knowing anything about us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but there's been some really nice people, but it's more of like the people that are just like talking just to talk. And so I find it just really like, weird. I don't know, off-putting, but that's me. That's you. But I guess my thing, my next one, I think I would say is I put Seuss High in the Sky trolley. Guys, my Universal people, I love Cat in the Hat. Cat in the Hat's one of my favorite rides. If you didn't watch the top 8 video, go ahead and watch it right now on our YouTube channel. I love Cat in the Hat and I love Dr. Seuss. I love Grinch. I love everything about all of those characters. Seuss High in the Sky trolley, everything just irritates me about that place.
The team member made her take her hat off like a ghost, like it's Velocicoaster.
Literally, the team member was like, you need to take off your hat. And I was like, the ride doesn't even go 2 miles per hour. Like, why?
I get it. In case it does fly off because of wind or whatever and hit someone in the face.
That thing is not going anywhere with my bun.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, if I were just to wear, like, a hat, like, with my hair like this, like, it would, it could potentially fly off. I get that. But, like,
I wear mine so tight, you can't, they're not going anywhere. And, like, I've rode so many rides where they've never told me to take it off. And I'm like, maybe I should. Mm-hmm. They never tell me to take it off, like, on Guardians of the Galaxy. They've never told me to take it off. I just take it off myself.
Yeah, maybe that's why they don't tell you.
No, I've sat there with it on and then been like, oh, I want to take it off. Like, as we're, like, starting to go. No one has ever told us to, like, never told me to take off my hat.
I have.
Just one time?
Always on Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Big Thunder Mountain's different for sure. But never on Guardians. And Guardians, like, the whole thing rotates and moves. And you're going around. And I'm like, Seuss High in the Sky trolley does not even go 2 miles per hour. And you know that.
Yeah. That was our first complaint about that one.
Oh, also, it's so loud.
For only one track is really loud.
It's so loud. Like, for what?
We're sitting in Green Eggs and Ham and all you hear is the thing. I'm like, dude, come on. It does not need... The people are on the ride. The rest of the land does not want to hear the ride.
They're like, there's Green Eggs and Ham! And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, why are we narrating so loudly?
I forget which track it is, though.
It's the one, like...
Is it the letters or
looking,
the sounds?
If you're looking sounds, at it, right? It's to the right. And it's the one that goes through...
Circus McGurkus.
That
one. Is that the name of it? I just guessed that name.
Yes. It's Circus McGurkus. Yes. So
we still have yet to eat there.
Since they've remodeled it. I ate there before they remodeled it. Yeah. Green Eggs and Ham is, that's the spot for sure. I'm actually craving it. I feel like we should make tacos. We should do it for our Patreon. I think that would be really fun.
Figure out how to make barbacoa.
We don't have to make barbacoa. We can make whatever.
No.
Oh, the evil look. Okay, guys, she's giving me an evil look. I'm not going to look directly at it. Okay.
Figure out how to make barbacoa. I don't want it. Anyway.
Carnitas. It's carnitas. So you're ready for the next topic?
Our next complaint.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
Our next complaint is... people that don't have their stuff together by the time they reach the front of the line. Okay, now a little context on what we mean by that. Okay, basically what we're saying is that if you don't know how many are in your party by the time you reach a 2-hour line, that there's something wrong.
Yeah, I feel
not
like...
not wrong with you.
No.
Just something wrong in general.
Like, yeah, like I felt like you've been going all day with the same party to the other rides and you still can't figure out what number you are.
2 hours. We waited 2 hours in line and they couldn't figure out.
Yeah. And this
there's
also,
only four of them.
This also
the
goes.
There wasn't like 18 of them.
Yeah. They were like, like it was like a chore trying to figure out. And I'm just like, I was about to be like, there's four of them. Like,
yeah. Like get your stuff together.
Yeah. People. And this also goes for like food as well, because I feel like when specifically
like booths or something, you're
food booths about? And they have the menu out in the front,
literally there's only like 8 things tops.
Yeah, tops, and that includes drinks.
Yeah.
And it's like they get up there and they're like trying to figure out what they want, and I'm like, did you not figure that out in the 30 minutes we waited in line? Like, when we passed 4 menus that you could have looked at? Like, I'm just so confused by it. So I'm like, okay, when you get to the front of the line, make sure that you have your order ready or your party number ready.
Know what you want.
Know what you want. Like,
get your stuff together.
I just,
these
yeah.
These are people that don't have their stuff together.
And that's what holds up lines every single time. That's what holds up the lines for going into parking.
Oh my gosh.
So bad. It's so bad. I waited like 20 minutes behind somebody and had to back up and go to another lane before. Because
there's only 2 options.
That's what I'm saying. You either, you know.
Preferred or regular?
Preferred, regular. Yeah, prime, regular, preferred, regular, whichever park you're going to. And then, you know, if you have an annual pass or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's not 40 options.
Yeah. We've gotten asked to if we wanted preferred with their annual pass. Yes. Like, if it's included, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, only if it's free. If it's free, like, 99, no, we're
discount. We're, yeah. Like, well then. No, yeah, not
we're not gonna pay like $2 maybe, but like, you know, we're not gonna pay $20 or $30. No. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not paying that for parking
for where there's a free tram.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Anyway. So, but yeah, it's just, I just don't see that being unreasonable for you to have your stuff ready to go by the time you reach. Whatever attendant is standing in the front asking you what you want, what you need, how many is in your party, like,
so they can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't find that unreasonable. Mine will be people that are rude to cast members and team members. I have seen that. It's honestly unnecessary. You don't have to be rude. Yeah. I've had instances where something has happened either at Disney or Universal, and I just go to guest services immediately. At this point, you don't need to yell or cause a scene or make anyone else's experience unpleasant.
Disney has those umbrellas everywhere for that type of stuff.
So. They definitely do. And I know, like, Universal doesn't have them as much, but I just go to guest services. It's not that hard. I go there. I tell them what happens or whatever, and they generally always make it right, and that's it.
Yeah,
you don't have to be rude, you don't have to scream or cause a scene or, you know, make kids uncomfortable or make your party. Other party uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. you know, there's always that one Karen and then the rest is like, you know, chill out, it's not that serious.
Yeah, the wait time said 20 minutes but we waited 23.
Yeah. I was like, you know, the wait time said this, and we waited this, and I'm like, it's not actual wait time.
It's an estimate.
It's an estimate. But so yeah. let's chill out on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Our last one.
Oh my gosh! So this happened recently.
Are we ready? I will tell you what it is.
All right, you ready?
Jessica will go into the story because I do not remember it the way she does.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
This just happened.
This literally because just happened.
I didn't see. I was facing the opposite direction. She was facing this way.
Yeah, it happened to us, but it really affected me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go ahead and talk about it.
I saw him coming too. Let's just put it that way. I looked and I was like, I want you to watch the video back because I watched it.
I'm going to.
It's pretty funny. You can notice my face. I'm like, he's going to do something stupid. Okay. So, rude people, guests, okay, that are screaming into our mics when we're standing off to the side filming.
Yes.
Like, hold on, before you go into your rant, I do not care what anyone thinks. This is 1,000% a job, mm-hmm. and it is 1,000% important to us.
Yes.
May not be important to you, and you may be on vacation, which is fine.
And you can have fun on vacation. You don't have to.
There's no. He almost wanted to go, like, his face in front of the camera. Like, that's how close he got to us.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for that.
No.
And he was screaming. But go ahead, Jessica.
So, we were leaving Tomorrowland, finally. Very excited. It was, you know, not a long day, but it was just hot. It was very hot. And it was very tiring. You know, when you're filming long days in the heat, it's worse. Mm-hmm. So we were filming our outro on the bridge heading towards the hub leaving Tomorrowland. Mm-hmm. We stood off to the side where there was nobody else over there. It was all the crowds were on the other side of the bridge walking to Tomorrowland or from it. And we were just standing away from everybody, minding our business, filming our outro. And this guy just comes out of left field and screams, "Whoa, go Disney!" I'm not kidding when I say
she volumed it down a little bit for you guys.
I had to volume it down for you guys because I did not want to hurt your eardrums the way this man hurt mine. This man gave me a headache because my ear, he screamed directly in my ear canal.
To try to reach her mic.
To reach my mic, which I was holding up like I am right now. And so this man screams it and then laughs. And then his wife turns around and starts laughing because they thought it was the funniest thing. They thought it was hilarious. Their child did not find it that funny.
They have a kid with them?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Their child did not find it funny. But the parents did find it hilarious. And our faces were like, you know, like, what? This man screamed in my ear. And that's not funny. I think we should. I think we should try to put it here. So we're going to go ahead and try to insert it right here, guys. And we are going to be doing something a little bit different starting in October, just for the month of October. So guys, be on the lookout for that. We also have a new goal of
2,500 subscribers by the end of the year.
Woo, go Disney!
Hey, that was good.
Yeah, okay. Okay, one more time. My eyeball. Thanks for ruining it.
Yeah. And I don't know if this even does it justice the way it was.
I don't know if I stopped the camera. I haven't watched the clip yet.
So we're going to try to, but guys, it was really uncalled for.
I'm going to pull it up. I cannot believe that I said that. Are you going to put the whole clip in there?
I might cut that part out and put it in the bloopers, funny moments video. Okay.
So, if she does cut it out, then she can leave this in. I basically cussed. Not at... Did I?
Honestly, like, no, I could leave it in.
At him. It was at the situation.
Yeah, no, I think I'll leave it in.
Okay.
I think I'll just put a beep.
I think that was funny.
You know, there was a lot of things that wanted to come out of my mouth at that time. But when I'm at Disney or Universal, I try to be on my best behavior.
We were wearing our names on our shirt.
And I did. Yes, we had our actual, like, Keeping It Thrills on our, on our shirt, as well as our name on the back of it. And I was really trying my best to
keep her cool.
Yeah, it was a very much hard situation where I felt like I was metaphorically biting my tongue. So like I just felt like I was just like basically holding back from saying what I wanted to say, but I kind of wish I just let it out at that point because I was so mad. And like it's just downright disrespectful. It really is.
Yeah, there was no need for it.
Like there's ways to have fun. And, you know, you very well,
like, scream like, woo, as he was walking by. He didn't have to try to, like, get in the frame.
Yeah. He could have been like, woo, you know, like, going by. We probably would have ignored him and kept on. But we were doing such a good outro. Like, it was flowing so good.
We're trying to do it so that we don't have to make as many cuts anymore.
Yeah, we were trying to do one take.
Yeah.
And then, of course... And I was getting there. I was really getting there. I was getting that outro out because I was ready to go and get my McDonald's Coke. Y'all know how serious I am about McDonald's Coke. And I was like, I want a McDonald's Coke and I want to go home. And because it was just really hot and the hurricane was coming. So I wanted to just get home and relax and, you know, whatever. And yeah. Yeah, it was just... It was just really rude. It was super disrespectful. And like the way that they could see on our face that we were not okay with it. And they just laughed looking at us. I think that just like made me even more angry. And I was like, yeah.
I get that. I was angry too. I was like.
Like no one else in the whole area thought it was funny that was walking by. We didn't find it funny. Like it was just one of those like. Sometimes I giggle when I'm either nervous or I have to stop myself from getting angry. And so if I do
still have the outro to do.
Yeah. So if I still, if I ever go, you already know what's up. I'm probably mad at this point and I have to laugh to keep from murdering. So
that makes me scared because you've done that to me a couple of times.
Or if I do a nervous laugh, you can tell the difference between a nervous laugh or like a laugh where I'm like, I might hurt you. I might hurt you. Yeah. Like if my face says serial killer and my am doing a little laugh. Mm-hmm. Run.
That's a no.
So, yeah, but that was the end of our list. I'm sure there's going to be more popping in, and we'll probably have to redo this list in like the next year or so and see where we're at. But especially with Epic opening up and different things opening up in Disney.
Don't remind me.
I know. Yeah.
I'm so tired. I don't want to think about more stuff.
It's a lot.
More filming.
I mean, you have to think about it. We have an entirely new massive park to add to our...
Five lands. Five.
I know.
Plus a hotel that's connected to it.
Three.
No. Like, actually.
I'm just saying, like, there's three hotels.
Those other ones I'm not worried about, but
mm-hmm.
The one that's, like, physically in the park, where you can physically see the park from it, that's the one I'm like, ew.
I'm actually a little bit worried about the hotel thing and, like, how they're switching around the levels of them.
Don't even start. That's next week.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear this rant.
Because I have a long rant about that. I really do.
Save that for next week.
We will do that next week. But guys, thanks for hanging in with us. Yeah, we're putting a literal pin right here. Boop.
Anyway.
So, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Wherever you listen to your podcast, that's where we're going to be at. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio.
Samsung Podcast.
We're on Pandora. We're on Amazon Music. We're on a lot of different platforms.
We're on Amazon Music?
We are. We are on there.
How do we know if people are actually listening?
Good question. So, anyways, I didn't do a whole... We're just going through and figuring things out as we go, because that is my entire life story, is how I got to where I am today. I jumped in and figured it out as I went.
That's basically how we started this channel.
Yeah.
Well, both of these channels.
I can't plan it out because then I'll talk myself out of it.
Okay. That's fun. No, I was just curious to see if, like, we can see feedback or, like, comments, like, YouTube.
I'm sure we can, and I will try to get you the login, just so we can monitor it as much as we can. We do have a little bit of help with that, as well. One of our moderators is going to help us.
Okay.
Shout out to Eduardo for,
I was like, I didn't even know that.
He decided he was going to look in to try to help us out with that. I did a lot of research into it as much as I could to figure out how to get us on those, as well as, you know, extracting the audio. And
is it free?
Yeah.
To upload? Oh, interesting. So yeah. Anyone could upload.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. You just have to have the formatting right. And that was something I figured it out. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you guys for joining us on this. If you guys have any, personal stories or anything that irritates you in the theme parks, or you agree with us, let us know in the comments here on YouTube or Patreon, wherever you're listening at. And, guys, send us any, topic discussions on our Instagram, or our email is keepingitthrills@gmail.com.
That's keepingitthrills@gmail.com.
keepingitthrills@gmail.com.
Is someone monitoring that? Because I don't want that.
I do. I have it connected to my phone.
Okay.
So, anyway. Guys, if you guys have any topic discussions, put it on our email at keepingitthrills@gmail.com. Rachel?
keepingitthrills@gmail.com.
And we are also Keeping It Thrills on all of our social platforms.
Yes.
Twitter. We do. We have X. We're not on it very much. I only look at HHN updates or park updates or anything like that.
But yeah.
And then we are also on Instagram, TikTok, Patreon, and YouTube, as well as now...
I feel like we have other stuff too that we just don't
Apple Podcast and
besides the podcast.
Yeah, we're on a lot of platforms under Keeping It Thrills, at Keeping It Thrills, without the G.
Yeah.
So just make sure to check us out and interact with us. We love it. We love hearing from you guys. If you guys enjoyed this, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on our podcast apps here.
Ooh.
Give us a 5-star rating. Ooh. We need it. We need to grow. Anyways, if you guys have not hit that subscribe button here on YouTube, make sure that you hit that subscribe button because it's very important to us and it's only free. It's free 99. Go ahead and drop a like on this. Yeah. Go ahead.
On Jessica's side.
Right here.
Yeah.
Go ahead and drop a like.
And so we can reach our goal of 2,500 subscribers by New Year's Eve.
Yeah. That's her ambitious goal. And you have to prove me wrong.
11:59 p.m. we have until.
That's a rough one. I don't know
if we're going to do it.
We're going to try. So make sure to help us get to our goal. That's also going to help us be able to upload more content, do more live streams, and make sure we consistently do these podcasts.
Also, for YouTube, we do have a giveaway video coming. I know we promised it a while ago, so I just wanted to update you guys.
October 1st. It
will be the first Vlogoween video will be our giveaway. And I think we said for 2 weeks we'd give you guys.
2 weeks.
Yeah. To give you guys some more time, because I feel like 1 week was a little fast.
Yeah.
But
more details to come on that. When that video does drop, you guys will know how to enter into that giveaway. But make sure to like, share, and comment on this video as well.
Yeah. What do you want to see during Vlogoween?
What do you guys want to see on Vlogoween, on our next podcast? What do you guys want to see? Because
where do you want us to go live? Obviously, we're going to go live on at HHN.
For sure.
Before you guys see this.
Yeah, for sure.
And after.
Of course.
Or hear this.
And we're still trying to work out the kinks of live streaming. It's new. It's a new realm for us. Trying to figure out where we have connections and where we don't, because the parks is a little hard sometimes when you walk into different places. But we try to live stream a little bit of our audio inside of houses because we can't technically film inside of houses, but that's been fun.
Not here.
Not here. But if you guys keep us going, we'll be able to film over in Hollywood.
Not this year, but next year.
Not this year, but next year for sure. We will do that. So guys, get us to our goal. Get us to where we can get out to Hollywood and Japan and everything else so we can show you guys so many different realms.
Yes, and we have a lot of exciting things coming.
We do. I am very excited about what's to come, and this channel's growing, and we're very excited, and we appreciate every single one of you guys, all of our subscribers, all of our viewers, all of our support systems.
We love you guys so
much. We love you. Yes. So thank you so much. We will see you guys next podcast.
All right.
Bye guys.